This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Austin resident Cody Wilson, the self-described anarchist and a figurehead of the 3D printed gun movement, is back in the 3D printed gun business. Earlier this year, he pleaded guilty to the felony charge of injury to a child and received 7 years probation. Now he's a registered sex offender. KUT's Andrew Weber has a new story about this in collaboration with Alon Stevens, a former KUT employee who's now a reporter at The Trace, which reports on gun violence in America. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Nathan.
A lot of people might be wondering how someone who pleaded guilty to a felony charge could be in the 3D printed gun business, because generally speaking, felons are not allowed to possess firearms. So can you give us a bit of background on Cody Wilson's criminal case?
This all starts in September of 2018, when Wilson was accused of sexual assault in an instance in which he apparently solicited sex online with a 16-year-old girl. And he was charged with sexual assault of a minor and fled to Taipei in Taiwan. He was arrested there about a week later and extradited to Houston and charged. Cut to about a year later, in August, he took a plea deal that would mean he wouldn't serve jail time. He would be on 7 years probation and would register as a sex offender. This whole process is called deferred adjudication. And a couple of weeks ago, he came out in an interview and he said that Travis County does not prohibit him from voting or from owning a firearm. So that's sort of where Alon and my investigation began.
What is the business that Cody Wilson is involved with, that he founded?
Defense Distributed is a company that has a couple of other subsidiaries that mainly focus on a product called the Ghost Gunner, which technically doesn't 3D print guns. It takes a piece of material and then, using what's called a computer-aided design file, whittles out the receiver for a firearm like an AR-15.
So it's milling it, basically.
Yes, it's milling, exactly. This is something he's been doing since he was a law student here. I believe you interviewed him in 2013 when he sort of was starting out. Mm-hmm. And it is a way to manufacture firearms that is untraceable. They don't have serial numbers.
And now they're coming out with a new Ghost Gunner. What can you tell us about that?
It is the Ghost Gunner 3, and it has the ability to mill the receiver for an AK-47.
What does the Travis County District Attorney's Office have to say about this?
That Cody Wilson is more or less right. He can possess a firearm, and that in doing so, he would not violate his probation. But Assistant District Attorney Joe Frederick told me that, yes, he would be able to possess a firearm, but
where he could get into trouble would be if he's on probation and he somehow registers new firearms, somehow gets new guns, or, you know, purchases a new gun as part of his business. That could violate his probation, and that would be a gray area.
What did Cody Wilson say when you talked to him?
He pretty much said that's how he views it, and that's what his probation officer told him. And he is going to continue running his business, and he would argue it is not necessarily a firearms business because they're trafficking in these machines that shape material into what becomes a receiver for a gun, and that they're actually not even really selling firearms. They're selling files, those computer-aided design files.
Defense Distributed is also involved in this legal battle over the distribution of files for what are actually 3D printable guns, right? Not the milled stuff, but the items that you can make with a 3D printer. What's going on with that?
So that case goes back to 2015. Cody Wilson and Defense Distributed sued the State Department. And then that case was sort of in limbo for a bit. And the State Department under the Trump administration reached a deal with Defense Distributed, allowing them to distribute the files because they didn't violate federal laws for international traffic of firearms. But last week, a federal judge overruled that deal. So now they're banned from distributing the files. But Defense Distributed has appealed that decision.
KUT's Andrew Weber. You can read his story about this at KUT.org. It's headlined, "Despite his criminal record, Cody Wilson is back in the 3D printed gun business." Andrew, thanks so much.
Thank you, Nathan.